I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Legal steps to recover your stolen money. This is a series of steps for attempting to recover money stolen by fraudsters. It's been created by Barrister Gideon Roseman following his skirmish with fraudsters. You can read about that at fightback.ninja/amateur-detective-recovers-stolen-money. Step 1. Immediately phone your bank and ask to speak with a fraud team. Explain what's happened and demand they immediately contact the fraudster's bank, i.e. the bank you transferred your money to. Step 2. Immediately contact a solicitor or barrister who can accept instructions directly from members of the public. Alternatively, you can attempt to do this yourself. Ask them to immediately make an application to freeze the fraudster's bank account and any other bank account that the fraudster has with their bank. The application should include a request for an order that the fraudster's bank provides the following information. All contact details, mobile phone, home phone, email address, residential address, etc. for all signatories to the fraudster's bank account and any other bank account held in the fraudster's name or any other signatory to this bank account that is held at the bank. Also, all bank statements of the fraudster's bank account and any other bank account to which the fraudster or any other signatory has with the bank in question for a period of 6 months. And the current balance of all bank accounts with the bank that isn't in the fraudster's or any other signatory's name. Step 3. Once you get hold of the court order, this will need to be immediately emailed to the fraudster's bank court orders team who can process it. You can ask your bank for this email address. Step 4. As soon as you receive the information from the fraudster's bank, considering the following points. A. Has your money been transferred or paid to any recognisable company you can contact, such as a known retailer? B. If you identify a company that has received your money, you can contact that company, explain what's happened, and request they either cancel the transaction made by the fraudster or request them to hold on to the money they've received. C. Has the money been transferred to other bank accounts? 5. As soon as you receive the information from the fraudster's bank, considering the following points. A. Has your money been transferred or paid to any recognisable company you can contact, such as a known retailer? B. If you identify a company that has received your money, you can identify that company, explain what's happened, and request they either cancel the transaction made by the fraudster or request them to hold on to the money they've received. And C. Has the money been transferred to other bank accounts? Step 5. If your money's been transferred out of the fraudster's bank account and into another bank account, you have the option of returning to court to make an application for the information mentioned listed previously and repeating the process. Step 6. When you've received the fraudster's bank account statements, try to work out the dates and times of the transfers out of their accounts. Your bank will be under a duty to contact the fraudster's bankers, who will then freeze the fraudster's account. If your bank has failed to act within a reasonable period of time after you've notified them of the fraud, which has enabled the fraudster and that, and this delay has enabled the fraudster to transfer your money without a trace, then it's likely that your bank will have breached their duty of care and will have to compensate you. Good luck.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.